Let's sit down. We're going to... This is recorded, and we must do it. So, welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Pleased to be here today, my first annual General Assembly as Chairman of the Board of Directors for PSP Investments. For those I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, I've been on the PSP's board since 2014 on a number of committees and remain on the Investment and Risk Committee. And I'm honored to be here before you in my current role as Chair of PSP's board, given what I know to be true about the important responsibility we have regarding the pension promise. And I'm excited about the challenges and opportunities ahead. Especially at this important point in PSP's history, when it has proven itself to be a leader on the global stage and represents the very best of what Canada has to offer. And now to the board business. I'd like to thank my fellow board members for their strategic counsel, constructive attitude, and unwavering dedication. We have Kathy Lee in the audience, who is one of our newer directors, and very pleased to have her with us today. The board once again played a key role in providing oversight of the organization, completing several strategic projects that support PSP toward Vision 2021. Our investment committee, led by Timothy Hodson, worked with management to stress test the portfolio in terms of the impact on performance, asset allocation, liquidity, and leverage. The governance committee, led by Garnet Garvin, reviewed director succession planning in the context of expected board renewal, PSP's responsible investment strategy, and the governance of PSP's portfolio entities. Our audit committee, led by Bill McKinnon, worked with management on improving cost containment initiatives while ensuring that the operating and capital budgets continue to allow PSP to achieve Vision 2021. It also supported PSP in updating its cybersecurity strategy. Finally, the Human Resources and Compensation Committee, now led by Micheline Bouchard, made headway on succession planning. It also supported our New York and London offices in their attraction and retention goals to compete for top-tier talent on the world stage. The HRCC also supported the organization's mandate towards top-tier practices and succession planning for management. In fact, that plan was put to the test this year, and it proved successful in allowing us to appoint my colleague Neil as President and CEO. And now for our policy portfolio, the Board of Directors approves and annually reviews the Statement of Investment Policy Standards and Procedures, which governs a strategic allocation of the assets known as the policy portfolio. In fiscal 18, the Treasury Board of Canada communicated to PSP a lower 10-year real rate of return target. The board reviewed and approved adjustments proposed by management which reduced the pension funding risk while maintaining the policy portfolio's ability to generate a comfortable return margin above the reference portfolio. Finally, I'd like to thank the Government of Canada and the Nominating Committee for helping us to complete our board, which I'm pleased to say has achieved gender parity for the first time in our history. This makes us a leader in Canada and the world in recognizing that fostering diversity is not only the right thing to do, but makes solid business sense. The greater the diversity of background and experience you have, the greater the insights, making for stronger decisions. I could not be prouder of the board we have and know it will continue to provide the greatest possible governance over PSP going forward. And with that, I'd like to hand over the mic to PSP's President and CEO, Neil Cunningham. Neil, over to you.
Thank you, Martin, et bonjour tout le monde. C'est vraiment...
Good morning, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
2018 was another strong year for PSP as we endeavored to ensure the pension promise to our stakeholders. In fiscal year 2018, our active management strategy delivered significant value. Our return of 9.8% compared favorably to our policy portfolio benchmark, which recorded an 8.7% gain during the same period, which translates into a $1.62 billion of value added. Our five-year return was 10.5% versus 9.4% for the policy portfolio, and our 10-year return was 7.1% versus 6.4% for the reference portfolio. This illustrates the benefits of our active management strategy over a longer period. At fiscal 2018 year-end, we managed $153 billion in net assets, an increase of 12.9% over the previous year. From a business strategy perspective, in fiscal year 2018, we successfully delivered on our objectives and established a transformational foundation and built strong organizational momentum. We will continue to leverage in fiscal year 2019 and beyond. We're today at the halfway point of our Vision 2021 strategy. I'm especially proud of how we've worked together to advance the five strategic axes of our five-year corporate strategy to achieve our corporate end state. The five axes of that plan are to cultivate one PSP, to improve our brand locally and internationally, to increase our global footprint, to create scalable and efficient investment and operational activities, and to develop our talent. For our first axis, cultivate one PSP. In fiscal year 2018, we expanded our global research capability and improved processes. This will enable our people to leverage their powerful global networks across multiple geographic sectors and asset classes to share knowledge and insights throughout the organization. With the aid of 21 ambassadors from all our teams and all levels of the organization, we launched One Workplace at our offices in Montreal, New York, and London. With this initiative, we converted our traditional offices into open, collaborative spaces with lots of natural light and common areas that offer a flexible functionality, encouraging ideation and innovation. Our people also once again beat their own record in giving back to the community, donating over 5,100 hours of their time to causes they support as part of PSP Gives Back. They also donated $232,000 to community organizations, including Centraide. For the second axis, improving our brand locally and internationally, with our 2018 annual report, we launched our new branding, Spot the Edge. We can now see it across all our platforms, including our intranet, intranet, social media, and more. In order to find the right partners to support our growth as we move into new markets, it's critical that our name be top of mind with a strong brand. As part of our rebranding, our annual report focused not only on our results, but provided specific examples showcasing how we spot the edge, how we capture investment opportunities others may miss. A key priority of our five-year strategic plan is to implement an investment approach that focuses on the total fund rather than only on individual asset classes. The objective of the total fund approach is to complement asset classes' bottom-up perspective with top-down views and act on them. Our third axis, increase our global footprint. Following the opening of our New York and London offices in fiscal year 2017, we continue to expand our investment activities throughout the Americas, Europe, and major Asian markets. Establishing our presence in these markets constitutes a long-term investment that puts us closer to larger, more complex deals. Having local, well-connected teams on the ground facilitates critical local relationships and helps us build strong strategic partnerships. Our Asia office will play a critical role in building those partnerships in an important growth region. We plan to open the Asia office in Hong Kong with an initial objective to further define a local strategy, hire talent, and manage the existing private equity and infrastructure portfolios in the region. On our fourth axis, increase scalability and efficiency. We have increased scalability and efficiency to support our Vision 2021 strategic plan by making considerable deployments, closing numerous investments, securing many new commitments through current and new relationships, and launching new internal systems to support operational efficiency. We transformed three of our largest internal groups, with each having revamped its vision, service delivery model, and organizational structure in line with our strategic plan and industry best practices. This important undertaking will allow them to be more agile, responsive, and effective business partners to our investment teams. And on our fifth axis, develop our talent. Along with our new brand, we launched a new talent value proposition to ensure we recruit, develop, retain, and reward the best possible talent to support our business strategy, Vision 2021. Also during the year, we received an important accolade by being named one of Montreal's top employers. We finalized the complete revamp of our talent acquisition strategy, which we'll execute through a newly defined 3-year roadmap. We held our first campus information sessions tailored to key student audiences and expanded the internship program to top schools in the United States and the United Kingdom. We also launched our Inclusion and Diversity Forum in November and initiated an Inclusion and Diversity Council, which I'm proud to co-chair alongside Julia Cirillo, Senior Vice President and Chief Human Resources Officer. This council focuses on creating awareness of our individual unconscious biases, and we established several affinity groups to help foster inclusiveness at PSP. I'll now go into detail on our fiscal year 2018 results and first half of fiscal year 2019. At PSP, we measure our success by achieving our mandate over the long term and creating value for our stakeholders. As I said earlier, for the year ended March 31st, 2018, our portfolio return was 9.8% net of all costs. We delivered a net return of 10.5% on a 5-year basis, exceeding our policy benchmark, and we exceeded our long-term return objective by delivering a net return of 7.1% on a 10-year basis. Over a 10-year period, we generated $23.8 billion of cumulative investment gains above our return objective. We also reached $153 billion of net assets under management at fiscal year end and expect to manage over $200 billion by the year 2025. The net assets increased by $17.4 billion during the fiscal year, including contributions received of $3.9 billion. Our results reflect a combination of strong global markets and a strong performance across most of our asset classes. Given the proportion of PSP's assets that are invested abroad, currency fluctuations can have a significant short-term impact on the investment returns. This was the case in 2018. The net impact from foreign exchange fluctuations resulted in a loss of $1.1 billion. This is explained by higher exposure to the US dollar and less to the euro and other currencies. Now I'll examine our fiscal year from an asset class perspective. Public markets delivered an 8.3% 1-year return against a benchmark of 7.7%. This strong performance was delivered despite a year that started off with market volatility at historical lows. However, global growth picked up and economic growth maintained its momentum throughout the year. Real estate delivered a 13.6% 1-year rate of return against a benchmark of 12.3%. Real estate achieved this strong performance despite an ongoing low-yield environment. Private equity delivered a 12.9% 1-year rate of return against a benchmark of 17.6%. Over the last 3 years, our team, strategy, and portfolio have undergone a significant transformation, and results of the implemented program have exceeded expectations in fiscal year 2018. We've made new investments of $9.9 billion, but their potential has still not been fully reflected in our performance. Total investment income reached $2.1 billion, mainly driven by net valuation gains of $1.2 billion, notably in the financial and industrial sectors where recent investments performed especially well. However, our performance continues to be partially offset by the underperformance of certain investments, primarily in the communications and technology sectors. Our infrastructure group had a record year in 2018 with a 1-year rate of return of 19.3% compared to a benchmark return of 12.1%. This translates into $2.3 billion of investment income, mainly driven by net valuation gains of $1.3 billion attributable to investments in Europe and in emerging markets, particularly in the transportation, utilities, and communications sectors. Natural resources delivered an 11.2% 1-year rate of return against a benchmark of 3.1%. The group generated investment income of $450 million in fiscal year 2018, mainly attributable to net valuation gains of $332 million, primarily from timber assets. Natural resources continues to ramp up its portfolio with the addition of 5 new Australian agricultural joint ventures, each focused on different subsectors in the country. Our private debt group delivered an 8.2% 1-year rate of return against a benchmark of 2.3%. Its investment income of $569 million was mainly driven by interest and fee income, partially offset by foreign exchange movements. The asset class continued to deploy a significant amount of money at attractive risk-reward profiles and benefited from a broad market rally. And finally, the complementary portfolio delivered a 33% one-year rate of return against a benchmark of 8.7%. The complementary portfolio was created last year to accommodate investments that are not within the mandate of an existing asset class, but are deemed beneficial for the total fund. It provides us with additional flexibility by making it possible to seize investment opportunities which would not have, which we would not have looked at before. So as you can see, a very solid year. Regarding the current year, after two quarters, PSP recorded a net performance of 2.48% against a benchmark of 3.07%, so slightly below our benchmark. However, this performance still represents a gain of $4.1 billion. We believe we have the right investment strategies and platforms, even in the current volatile market environment. We continue to have strong deal flow, and the opportunities brought to us in the private markets continue to be very interesting. Net assets of $153 billion increased by $5.9 billion over the fiscal year end due to plan contributions of $2.1 billion and performance income of $4.2 billion, offset by foreign exchange loss of $1.8 billion. Now, a quick note on our business strategy. 2 years into Vision 2021, we're well underway to achieve our long-term objectives. In fiscal year 17, the organization familiarized itself with the vision, assessed the changes required, developed new strategies, and established a transformational foundation. In fiscal year 18, we focused on developing and scaling new investment strategies and on designing future state capabilities for some asset classes, business partners, and for our talent elements. In fiscal year 19, we will continue the transformation that was established over the past 2 years and to build and deploy a lot of multi-year initiatives and strengthen our capabilities. The priority in fiscal year 19 will remain in the execution of our core investment strategies to develop and leverage relationships, invest in new platforms, and seek direct co-investments from our funds. We will also improve knowledge sharing and research to enhance the portfolio's overall coherence and performance, implement new systems to enhance our processes' efficiency and reporting capabilities, and execute our new talent acquisition and campus recruitment strategies to tap into a broader and more diverse talent pool. And with that, we'll now go to question period. Thank you all for your attendance today and your keen interest and participation.
Thank you, Neil. Any questions? Hearing none, let me call this meeting to an end. Thank you. Well, this is like Monty Python.
Thank you both for coming.